Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya DevConnect ecosystem of partners. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. Guy Clinch here, advocate for the government, customer, and Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Tech Talk is designed to highlight the robust and growing community of technology partners and the unique solutions that they participate with Avaya to provide to government customers across the globe. Today, please allow me to introduce to you Charlie Mitchell, account manager at Suntel. Charlie is an information technology and services consultant. Suntel Services, headquartered in Troy, Michigan, has been meeting the communication needs of commercial clients in Michigan since 1986. We are also joined by Eric French, system engineer at Avaya. Charlie and Eric, welcome to Avaya Tech Talk.
Hi, guys.
Today we are discussing a recent deployment of next-generation communications networks serving the city of Taylor, Michigan. The city of Taylor is in the downriver area of the metropolitan Detroit, a section that is south of Dearborn and north of Monroe. Taylor was a finalist for the All-American City Award in 2004 and has a variety of modern municipal buildings. Taylor City's Department of Public Works featured a visit from President Bill Clinton for its grand opening in 1996. President George W. Bush visited Taylor in 2004, and current President Barack Obama visited the city during the 2008 presidential campaign. Charlie and Eric, Suntel Services partnered with Avaya to put in place a distributed communications network serving 14 of the city of Taylor locations. What can you tell us about this groundbreaking deployment?
Well, I'll start with that, Guy. The city of Taylor had an old system that really didn't fit their needs anymore. It was an all-digital system, very old. And with many governments, the size of the city government had reduced dramatically over the years, and the older system they had was really more than they needed. We were able to offer them a Avaya IP office system, which was able to provide them with all IP phones, new capabilities and functions that they wanted to do, and was able to lower their cost and give them the ability to administer the system themselves, which allowed them to do a lot of things with the city that they were hoping to be able to do with a modern up-to-date communication system.
Oh, that's fantastic. I understand that not only did Avaya install state-of-the-art telecommunications technologies, but the city of Taylor's network takes advantage of a highly secure, highly reliable campus data network enabled by Avaya. What can you tell us about that?
The city of Taylor is a complete Avaya solution. It includes multi-site IP office deployment with IP phones and digital phones and all the applications. The network infrastructure is also all Avaya. It's brand new, including a wireless network throughout several of the critical buildings that use Avaya technology.
Great. Like so many municipalities and local governments today, the city of Taylor is facing challenging economic times. So what can you tell us about how the solutions you have provided are slashing costs for the city?
This is Charlie. Actually, that is a very critical point for this decision. As Eric had mentioned, the city of Taylor was facing tough economic times, some downturn, a tough economic environment here. And the IP office presented a solution to, number one, reduce maintenance costs by over 50%. And when you look at 50% being a big number, over the course of 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it presented immediate savings and very large dollar amount for this. The second thing is, in addition to the savings, it really had an impact on efficiency. As the city reduced in size and changed the way they were structured, the features and the administration of the IP office provided efficiencies they did not have with the older technology. And then, of course, there's the productivity enhancements. The IP office brought contact center functionality for the city of Taylor with centralized communications and simplified communications. And then they've also leveraged the IP office features, including mobility, office worker, and a lot of the messaging functionality that they did not previously have.
Awesome. Eric, was there anything you wanted to say about that as well?
Yeah, I think another area was the simple, easy-to-use GUI maintenance interface for the IP office allowed the IT staff at the city of Taylor to take on a lot of the maintenance and day-to-day administration tasks on themselves, where previously with their old system with an old-fashioned command line interface, they actually had to depend on partners to make those kind of simple day-to-day changes. That was something that the city of Taylor thought would be of great benefit to them, being able to administer much of the system themselves. Also, with the addition of a fax server, City of Taylor was able to eliminate a huge number of fax machines and take all that traffic and move it onto a simple fax server, saving them not only the cost of new fax machines, but the cost of ink and paper repairs on those older fax machines.
Awesome. That's a great story, and one I think that governments across the country could replicate. I also understand that the city had been dealing with retirements of some key employees, and that the contact center capabilities of the IP office system that you installed allowed them to cope with some of those manpower shortages. So what can you tell us about that?
The city of Taylor, basically what they did is they centralized your communications. Most municipalities, you go on their website, you try to call them, there's numerous departments. It can get very confusing, or you end up in a dead end. So one of their goals was to leverage the new technology, simplify their communications, and through contact center with IP Office, they did that. They created a contact center, so now they publish a single number for the city. You call into that number and you get live service very quickly to improve the service to the community. And then also from a manpower standpoint, it was difficult to get a handle on statistics and call volumes prior to this deployment. So now they have the ability to run reports to the contact center to understand what kind of call volume they have, adjust their staffing needs, as well as provide better service to the community.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I think another challenge that we're seeing across the country where we see that a lot of government employees are reaching retirement age and governments are trying to figure out what to do about it. So that's a great solution for that as well. So thank you. So my last question is, what are you guys most proud of in the solutions that you've provided to the customer, or what about the relationship that you established with the city of Taylor? What can you tell us about that?
I think that's probably one of the critical items for this project. Between Avaya and Suntel Services, we were able to leverage a current customer, a relationship. They were experiencing these challenges that we've talked about today, and they were able to really leverage the technology, and the relationship allowed us to present this technology and leverage the technology to save money, improve productivity, and move them forward in remaining in the Avaya product line.
We've been speaking today with Charlie Mitchell, account manager at Suntel, and Eric French, system engineer at Avaya, about the city of Taylor, Michigan. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and follow us on hashtag APN Podcast on Twitter. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.